Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bass Vibration Network. Hey, everybody, this is Ashley K. We got Queen Kwan in the building, and we're waiting on, you know, late RJ, but he's coming in. We're the Bass Vibe Tribe, and we're excited about today's episode, His Story Versus Her Story. Those of you that have been following us and listening to our previous episodes, we mentioned that we were excited about this particular episode. We've been waiting to get into it. But, you know, it's March. We feel like it's a fitting time to start March off on the right foot and talk about her story, talk about the women, the hidden women in history. And just in time for Women's Month, you know, March is Women's Month. So in honor of that, we feel like this month we need to highlight all of the powerful women in history that have gone unnoticed. And we wanted to touch on that topic in itself and to figure out why it's like that. Like, what happened and where did all of mankind go wrong where it just always turns into, like, his story. It should really be titled Our Story and not really be biased. I mean, right now it's just a male perspective. It's like a man's world, in a sense. You don't really hear too much about women leaders or, you know, women in history or what we really did besides giving birth on a higher elevation. We battle amongst each other as women. Like, it's really hard for us to come together. Like, it's almost impossible, it seems, because, you know, the men, they could come together. We're seeing it right now. You know, like on the last episode, we talked about, you know, the certain families taking over the world, running, you know, the banking industry and, you know, the finances and these wars. And look at who's running all this. It's men. Men can come together. They're proving it. They're taking over mankind and manipulating mankind, correct? Like the world. Like they're able to do this.
Yeah, you sure are.
But for some reason, women, what's the problem? It's a missing link. Like we can't just come together. When we do, it's always catty. It's always a drama. You know, reality TV is making millions off of it.
Yeah, it's like everything is competition now. You know, nothing is ever just subtle. It's just who got this, who got that, let's do this, let's do that. Everybody's jumping on bandwagons. Women are just at each other's head now. What's up with that?
It's been like this for a while. And even with color, you know, light skin versus dark skin, I know a lot of you have, yes, that we're going to touch on that right now because, you know, as far as I'm not dark skin, right? So even when I was in school, you know, I would hear little subliminal messages or anything just in society. It was like, okay, well, you probably was like a house nigga. Because, or you and your mom, or y'all probably was the house niggas, or we can tell that y'all probably was the master kids. Like, because you were light skinned. So you had to be a little bit of favoritism with the master,
yeah,
or you probably was a mixed breed, right?
What they call mulattoes back then. That's what they called the mulattoes.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. But then you had the dark skinned women who've always been told that their skin is too dark, that they're not beautiful, that they're not pretty enough, that they were the ones out in the fields. Now, the reason why the masters, to be honest with you, they understood melanin. I mean, melanin sells right now for $350 a gram. So if you want to be technical, melanin is more than gold because you can sell 1 gram of gold for like $56. And melanin by itself is $350 a gram. So anyhow, that's a whole other thing. They understood even back then, like the power of melanin, where melanin is what protects your skin. So if you have the dark slaves outside, you know that nothing's going to happen to them. Like they're not going to have cancer. They're not going to, you know, die from the sun rays. They're not going to get over exhausted as long as they stay hydrated. They understood that. You know, they understood the power of their skin that was protecting them from the sun. A light skinned person don't have all of that.
Right, and that's why most of them they considered house niggas, and they was inside it, and they was able to take care of that type of work, so the sun didn't affect them, and they was able to do their stuff long term as well. So it was a win-win for them.
Yeah, it was a win-win for them, but okay. To get back on the women. So you had the women house slaves, right? Because, I mean, you had the light-skinned dudes. They were in the house. They were the ones, you know, being the servers or the butlers, right?
Yeah.
So they were serving and they were butlers. But you had the light-skinned women, you know, in the house. And God knows what they were going through, what they were being subjected to, right? So, you know, even then there was a separation of women, right? The different classes of what you're better than this class or you're better than that class. And then if you look over into the Greek history and you get into the Greeks, all of the men over there were rulers, right? They were the rulers because they were above, and they felt like the woman was the submissive and had to be at the house with the children. So they suppressed it. They suppressed the woman's role in society. But what I'm not understanding is when we talk about his story, it's a male's perspective, right? Future episode in reference to this. But definitely it's something that we need to really seriously understand. Why is it this way? And try to figure it out. You know, try to go back in history and figure out. I know Quan got some notes over here. So let's try to see, like, what happened, Quan. Like, what's your viewpoint on this history versus her story? Like, where did it go wrong? Was there any women roles? As far as what? Like, what? What are you trying to say? I'm trying to get where Quan going with this. Like, what notes do you have on this viewpoint? As far as like, are you more along the lines of talking about the separation of women? Is that what you kind of want to get at? Because maybe that's where we're lacking. Because like I said, his story is popping and it's going on and on and on because they're able to stick together, right?
Right.
So the men are able to stick together. They're proving it right now. They're running everything around the world. Okay. So what's the problem with women? What are you thinking is happening?
I mean, just with how it was back in the days, it was a surprising fact to me that it was actually 65 different shades of brown. Like, they characterized us with so many shades, and like Ashley was saying, the darker you were, you know, the higher the price tag. So, of course, they were viewed differently. They had different views on how they was. But if you go all the way back, let's go all the way back. If you think about the time when we were actually, quote unquote, if you want to consider us humans, between 1619 and 1865, we had no rights. Women, African Americans had no rights whatsoever, right? So if we're going to go fast forward to that from 1865 to the present, we still don't have that right. So if we don't have any rights, we don't know who we are, we haven't been given recognition for anything that we have done in history, so mm-hmm. where do we know where we stand? No one knows what they stand. So this is like what they used to call the chicken with the head cut off. Everybody's mm-hmm. going any which way they want to, and it's just scattered right now. Mm-hmm. So that it's like a competition. That's why it's so much competition, because nobody really knows. Nobody really understands who we are, and that's what we're trying to figure out today, right, Ash?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out, like, who is the woman, and what was the woman's role? If you go back into Egypt, I'm gonna go back a little bit further, even past slavery. Like, y'all that follow this, y'all probably like, dang, they be going deep. Yeah, we go deep. We try to dissect this thing. We try to get to the root.
Uh-oh.
That's the purpose
Uh-oh.
Of it. Oh, boy. Tommy done walked in. It's like, no.
RJ's in the building.
You know he always late. If y'all watch those other radio stations, you always got one that's always late. That's RJ. But RJ's in the building. And I'm so excited because, RJ, you kind of missed like 10 minutes of what we were just going over. I mean, my goodness. But we do got some callers in. I see a couple callers like coming in, so I know they're listening. But then we were pretty much where we was at, and I was about to get deep into Egypt, taking it back to the women of Egypt, their story and what's lacking and what's missing. But we're trying to understand, and this is, I'm just kind of fast. I'm trying to get you up to date what we were talking about. History, we know obviously his story is from a male's perspective and her story is from a woman's perspective, and we're trying to make it into our story, right? So we all in this together, but we're trying to figure out, I mean, you a male, give your perspective of what you think is going on or what happened to her story. Like, why is it everything we learn is always the male perspective? Where's the woman in history?
I mean, I think with the male, a lot of it has to do with our male ego. You know, a male ego being so dominant or power driven sometimes, especially if your ideals fit into that belief system, such as people who believe in colonialism, you know, and wanting to take people's land, et cetera, et cetera. You know, those type of men believe in being the dominant, being the head of the house, and throughout history.
I'm seeing that because as I was doing some studying, preparing for this episode, and the yin and yang came up, right? And I was talking to Quan about this because if you saw our flyer on social media for this particular episode, we had the yin and yang, and we understand that it's balance, right? You got the light and dark. It just makes sense. You got the negative and positive, which is, you know, energy. That's like a battery. We need that in the world. That brings balance.
Right.
However, I'm a little biased because I understand what you're saying as far as the man is physically stronger, but the woman is spiritually stronger, in my opinion. Like, because I'm a female, I'm feeling this way, but because we And I can't even say y'all physically stronger because a man can't give birth. I'm just saying, y'all couldn't even have a period. Like,
y'all do go through some stuff. I'm not gonna lie. That's why I love most female women. Y'all got to deal with some things, man. I don't know how I'm doing about the deal.
Listen, y'all had gout. If y'all got to push a gout out y'all little pee hole, y'all about to die. You know what I'm saying? We push out a whole dang old human being.
Yeah.
Exactly. So even with the physical part, I'm going to be biased and say women are physically stronger. However, I feel like we're spiritually stronger because we have a natural intuition. We naturally are able to tap into our third eye. Like, it's just a natural instinct. Like, we have that natural intuition.
Yeah, I mean, Mother Earth.
Yeah, Mother Earth.
Y'all share that sincere connection with Mother Earth, you know? And that's where, like, you know, the creative energy, like, that's the source of the creative energy that's the source where the creative energy comes from.
So you think the suppression of the woman and making women all their lives, I'm talking about this is century. This is beyond slavery. This is old. Like, history has taken over. You know what I'm saying? Like, the male dominance, like you're saying, has been instilled in women for so long.
Yeah.
Do you think that was all strategic as far as suppressing the woman? So we, you know, our spiritual being, our control wouldn't be as to a high level as it probably should be.
Yeah, of course. I definitely think it was strategic. You know, those people who were rulers back then, the emperors, et cetera, like that was their ideology, you know, and they, the same way they brainwashed people around them, because, you know, they had a lot of access to a lot of knowledge. They had a lot of scholars around them, very intelligent people, such as, you know, who were part of the Illuminati and Freemasonry study, et cetera. So they understood how the spirit of man worked. Mm-hmm. They knew how to manipulate it. So the same way, you know, they applied those type of ideologies onto society and, you know, made people believe in what they believed in a sense, you know, and they felt like women were inferior, so we must treat them as such, you know, even the Bible kind of references that. That's why the Bible is like all about the man, but a woman, you don't hear not one word, no testimony from a woman, not one at all. So it's like
you know. Got women looking like prostitutes. You got the women looking like Eve. You got the woman looking like a slave. You got the woman looking like everything, but what the woman really is, you know, I don't hear any stories of goddesses like that in the Bible. They don't. They hint on it. A little bit, but you got to read between the lines, like, really dissect the scripture to get to where they say, oh, that's what they were talking about, representing a woman. But they don't physically have it in there. They said scripture that the woman was this. It's not, like you're saying, it's not there. And there's not even a full-blown book in the Bible written by a woman. Like, that's crazy, too. So it was like the woman, I just feel some type of way. I'm just going to tell you. I feel some type of way about this. Like, was it that God didn't talk to us? A prophet? So God only talked to men, I guess. Is this what we're saying, RJ? Is this how history going to be?
I don't believe to be so myself. I mean, especially in today's age. I mean, back then, you know, I didn't experience it. Maybe I did. If I did, I don't remember it. But, you know, in today's age, you know, it's right now the women, I feel like it's another piece of the puzzle that's missing. You know what I mean? And, of course, it's being put in place. Especially because the polarities, you know, everything was so, you know, male dominant. You know, everything was so ran by male throughout history. And now I feel like we're going to a point where evolution is trying to balance the polarities, as in, you know, the women being able to express themselves more in today's society in a more, you know, political way, in a more political form, and the male. And they're expressing themselves in a more creative way as well. So I feel like there's happening in between too. But yeah, God speaking to women, that's something that they don't believe. What if God is a woman?
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
There we go.
Oh, God. Here we go. RJ. Listen, we was not supposed to be going there today. This is going to be a couple part. I don't even know. Two or three part series, but you ain't had to take it there. Now, we're not going there. We got to get to the root, RJ. We try to figure out the problem. Yeah, like the question, where are the women leaders in history? Where are the women leaders?
It's a lot of history that young women have that they don't teach even in school. You know, they teach a handful of it. You know, if you really go do some research on, you know, the influence that women had in this world, like, it's ridiculous.
I've been trying to find some. I'm looking at like some Egyptian.
Especially, I mean, you know,
well, the goddesses, yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about the goddesses and stuff. You know, they held a very high, you know, they had a high influence over there in Egypt. You know, they respected the woman. I mean, the woman is what bears the child. So, in the process of the child being conceived, everything that happens to the woman, everything that the woman does, everything that the man does to the woman, et cetera, it affects the baby as well. You know what I'm saying? So the woman is a very, very, very important part of this earth, and y'all, Mother Nature, you know, Mother Earth, you know, y'all have that connection. That's why I feel like now we're going into a time where it's time for the women to slowly but surely, you know, take care of this earth, take care of the people on this earth.
So how do we, from a male perspective, because I seriously, I feel like you're about to be on like the hot spot or something. put the hot spot because he's the male in the room. But seriously, how do you think, I'm trying to think of how to word this, how do you think as a woman we could, as a collective body, because this is part of what we were talking about, why, you know, earlier too, as far as us not being able to come together. When women come together, it seems like a lot of catty, a lot of battling back and forth, a lot of backstabbing, a lot of skin color issues. Like, oh, she thinks she cute because she light skin and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, how do you think from a male perspective, just from the out, because you're outside of looking in on all the women issues. How do you think we can get together and like seriously start empowering each other and learning her story so that way we can tell everybody our story?
That's a good question. Really, you know, first off, allowing everybody to define your worth. You know what I'm saying? Your worth is right within you. You're part of perfection. You know, perfection is all around you. You're part of that perfection. So embrace that. You know, be secure with who you are. You know, because I feel like a lot of these ideologies and a lot of things that have throughout history created a lot of insecurities, such as light skin versus dark skin. You know, to me, that came from a slave master mentality. Created that ideology was Willie Lynch, you know, and that perpetuated itself throughout the culture as it being a problem, and also media and TV, how they expressed, you know, what's supposed to be beautiful, whatever the case may be, you know, so they typically always want to, like, pick the light skin over the dark skin, you know, whatever the case may be, and, you know, I feel like that created a lot of insecurities for everybody's acceptance, for everybody to define their worth, you know, and mm-hmm. when deep down they feel empty, they feel alone, you know what I'm saying? When everything you need is already inside of you, you don't need nobody to find that word. So that also caused a defensive way of expressing oneself, you know?
Yeah.
Very defensive because of those trust issues and insecurities. But then again, I feel like women just knowing who they are, understanding themselves on a level where, on a very conscious level, how the human, how the woman body works, the woman energy, and how to, like, really, you know, ground yourself in order to utilize it as a collective, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because it's something, I don't know, it's something I feel like it's hard to explain. You know?
No, I get where you're going. I get where you, no, it's fine. I get where you're going with it. And I agree, actually. I agree wholeheartedly. Right now we got a lot of women's empowerment movement going. It popping up everywhere. Like, you got, I mean, if I needed a lecture or some type of women's empowerment event, I can almost guarantee you I can type it into Facebook or and look for events, or I can go to Eventbrite and I guarantee you I'm gonna find some type of women's empowerment event every single month in my area. Like, it's on the rise, but even with that, it's still some underhanded behind the scenes. Like, you know, a lot of women are doing it for the wrong reasons. They doing it more to empower themselves instead of powering the women collectively. So it's still a lot of selfishness behind the scenes that, you know, some women see, and this comes back to the cattiness, instead of us literally empowering each other from within, not from the outer skin, not from the physical being, but spiritually, because our spirit don't have a color.
It became a competition.
Yeah, it is. It's a big competition. It, like you said, it comes back and it goes back, you know, from slavery and before slavery. So in order to reverse that process, us as women have to come together and educate each other on her story and let us know that we are powerful beings. You know, with all that we go through and all that we endure, we're powerful. However, we don't need to be too powerful that we keep, like, we make it seem like we don't need the man. Because you need the balance. That's that yin. That's yin and the yang. You do need the balance. You need the light, the darkness. You need the negative, the positive. You need all of that in order for everything to work. For example, if the sun shined all the time on the earth and we never had nightfall, everything would be dying away. You know, we wouldn't have grass and greens and fruits and vegetables. We wouldn't have all that. We wouldn't have a calm ocean. The ocean would be going crazy. You know, we do need that. I understand that. However, it's to the point, I think the women are kind of like black people or melanated folks. I told y'all I was going to stop using the word black. Melanated beings, because of slavery, it's like even the melanated man is angry. And you can see it through the rap music. They anger. They want revenge, you know? Like they rising up and they starting to feel a little free and they feeling themselves and they want revenge. I'm feeling like women are going through that phase. I mean, do you
feel? Yeah, I agree. I mean, shit. A lot of us men haven't really been good to our women. You know what I'm saying? And it's called a cycle. I'm not going to say who started it or whatever the case may be. I just know how we are. We wake up every damn day. We brush our teeth. We get fresh. We go to school. Try to get education. We try to do this and do that. Get a foundation to do what? Find a woman. That's all we do. We're genetically born to chase women. You know what I'm saying? From the time we're 13, 12, we start fantasizing and thinking about it. So it's something that's just in us. We, you know, women, y'all women actually have a certain power. Not here the same way we respect our aunts and our cousins and our moms and our sisters, et cetera, et cetera. It'll make a big difference. Why? Because there's a lot of man has to learn from a woman, and there's a lot that a woman has to learn from a man. And that's that where that balance comes in, the polarity comes in. And also the reason why I feel like, you know, women are being more, like I said, politically involved and more, you know, want to be more influential in the society. And cause this revolution to go into the right direction, being that the woman is so nurturing, you know, so nurturing. For example, also in the relationship, typically when a man meets a woman, typically the woman falls in love first before the man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because a woman has a natural capability of raising her vibration up to a heart chakra versus a man who gets stuck in his third chakra and his ego is too strong for it to rise above that bridge, you know, and then she wonders why she's chasing over him and going crazy over him while he's like chilling, like, you know, he don't really care about nothing because he's stuck in that. He's not capable of raising that vibration because he don't understand, you know what I'm saying? He lost touch of that. So
it's true when we say they're really not on our level, that's what that means. Those chakras is not in place with ours.
I'm not gonna say that because we all different originally, you know what I'm saying? Like, each man different than the original, especially now in today's society, because, like I said, you know, indigo children. Indigo children is a representation of the balance, of the polarity. You know, child with a good balance between the left brain and the right brain, you know, and the feminine energy and the male energy. You know, we're dominant. We're warriors of God, but at the same time, we have a poetic spirit. You know, we have a very fluent, creative way of expressing ourselves. And that's like, you know, the whole indigo movement, you know, that's a big thing too. So it's another conversation.
Yeah, we're going, because I need you to understand, break down the yin and the yang. Why is it, I'm upset, why does the woman have to be the negative energy? No, before you say something, let me explain. I am very, they laughing at me because they can, listen, I had this conversation with Quan outside of this show, and I was very upset about it, and we started doing research. Like, I'm reading articles, looking for books, looking at that. Listen, I need an explanation for this. Now, I understand we need negative and positive, but why and where did it come from that the woman has to be the negative energy, that she has to be the shadow of the man? Now, when I did, because the man is the sun, so the moon is a shadow of it. That's why I said the shadow of the man, because the sun is supposed to be a representation of the male energy, which is positive energy, bringing forth light and life to the earth. Now, what's kind of crazy to me is, how is a man bringing the life to the earth when the woman, we already just established this over and over again, that the woman is one that brings forth light. Why are we considered a negative charge and the shadow, or but technically beneath the man? Like, where did that, and when I started doing research, it comes back from the Chinese period when they started coming up with their stuff.
Right.
They felt, well, pretty much what I just said is what they felt, like the woman was weaker, just like the moon is weaker. It has a lesser light than the male. Like, it still goes back to that male dominance.
Right. And that's why I feel like, you know, it's good. I mean, it's good that they gave us this information, but now that we're filtering this in the 21st century, you know, we have the capabilities of generating a different perspective based on what, you know, what they perceive. I mean, like I said, it can be negative, yeah, but it don't have to be negative as in bad. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Why? Because to me, you know, like when you talk about the moon and how the moon is a representation of the female energy, like I said, a battery has a negative and a positive charge, and it's neutral. The earth is the neutral, positive charge is the sun, and the negative charge is the moon. And it keeps that balance like the Libra scale. And with the moon, it allows to give the earth balance, to give the earth, how can I say, it sustains the earth. It's what allows the earth to like, for example, when properly, and that's basically when they, you know, when they say yin and yang, you know, the yin energy is the female energy. It's here to sustain. It's here to bring balance.
Okay, now that you're saying it like that, I guess it makes better sense. But I'm just telling you, I know I'm not the only person that thought like that. Like, wait a minute, what they try to say, you know? Like, I got to be on this show. I got to be kind of like the devil's advocate. I gotta speak for the people that's probably thinking like this, you know?
I mean, like I said, everything has a dualistic perspective unless you unify. Like, there wouldn't be any good if that wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be bad if that wasn't good. That wouldn't be light if that was dark. How would you know which one's which if it wasn't existed, you know? So everything has a dualistic thing. So, yeah, of course, you know, if you're talking about, you know, the male masculine energy, it can be negative or it can be positive, all depending on the person.
So the woman is the moon and the earth.
It's. I mean, we all share those same spiritual. We both have masculine and feminine energy.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Us men, we deal with masculine and feminine. When a man sits there and paints or expresses himself as a poet, that is a feminine energy, a feminine creative energy being expressed through his body, through his mouth. You know what I'm saying? And women as well. You know, y'all deal with female, masculine energy, female energy as well, you know.
Okay, so now I see what you said. Okay, so, now this is making sense because each person has a, okay, thank you for breaking that down. See, we need that. Listen, I'm telling you, I'm excited now, y'all. I really am, because that makes sense. Oh, it makes sense, like. Okay, the balance, that is not necessarily, and this is something I read too, and you just pretty much broke it down a better way, but it's pretty much saying that it's not literally like, oh, you're just the sun, I'm just the moon. It represents the energy of what we each individual person have. Like, that's our balance. The sun and the moon are within us.
Yes,
so it's like, that's all of us. Like, we all have our times of light and our darkness, but it's our balance. It's in like each individual person's balance.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes so much that makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. Like, am I on the right wavelength? Am I right?
Yeah,
or, okay.
Good. I mean, if you think about it, talk about the solar plexus, solar system, solar panel, solar energy, solar. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It speaks of the sun's energy, the soul. You know.
So, do you think the power of the S? I don't even know if I need to go there. Do you think the power of the S-U-N is why so many stories in history are about God's S-O-N?
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, today is a Sunday. It's a total curveball. Sunday.
So, say no more. Say no more.
You know,
in a discussion.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I never looked at it like that. Wait a minute. Okay. Okay. Next topic. Look.
I'm going to keep it real. I mean, if you do, especially if you're talking like paganism, I'm not into that stuff. But I mean, you know, it was real back then. It was something relevant. It was something that was being taught. It's something that people believe in. So, you know, I'm still doing my research. I'm not going to say that, you know, that's what Bible is talking about, but you know, if you do some research, you can come up with your own understanding. That's all I'm saying. You know,
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much, that's what I was telling Quan. Like, you know, that's kind of where I worry. But it's just like the woman is always in a negative light, always, and or just the mother stance, never the leader, never in leader, never in charge, never God, never speaking to her. You don't see no parables where the woman go onto the mountaintop or nothing, right? But when you think of the sun, the S-U-N. And it's masculine stance, like we just talking about, and how it's positive energy, correct? How it gives light to the world, right? How it brings forth life to the world, right?
Yep.
All of these sound similar to JC, right? So, JC, I just keep it at 100. JC, he's a very good example. I love JC. I really do, because I feel like JC. Not Hope, okay? Jay, stop it, RJ. You cannot be serious in the studio with this fool. Goodness. Okay. So, JC, you know, he's a very good example. His story is powerful, but there is also 14 other people before his story even came about that they were similar stories. Born on December 25th,
the resurrection,
being called the Son of God, all this, you know, the crucifixion,
yep.
it's all virgin birth. It's all the same. Like, it's been about the same type of person. Just you can go look this up yourself. Whatever you want to say, if they were false, they were real. It is what I'm trying to highlight, is what we're saying as far as energy versus his story versus her story, right? Subscription wants to focus on the positive and wants to focus on the Son, and they just changed it. They just changed one letter in a daggone word and put O, right? So now we're calling, you know, God's Son, and we know that the Son that out there is God's Son, S-U-N, right? And everything I just said about the description of what S-U-N is the same identical thing for S-O-N, even when you look at the winter solstice. The winter solstice, the sun dies for 3 days. It stopped moving for 3 days, and it rises again, right? So it's literally the same. And guess what? And guess what, Tom? But wait, y'all. Just wait. It gets juicier. Guess what, Tom? The sun dies for 3 days. December 22nd until December 25th, the sun rises on the 25th. So that's the winter solstice, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. And during that time, you have the three kings and the North Star all aligned at that time. It also goes to the story of Jesus Christ when the three kings followed the North Star to where he went, like to his birth. Like, come on, it all makes sense. It really does. It really does make a lot of sense, and there's a lot of power in that. And this is why we have a lot of people around the world have so much belief in that story, because it does. The story itself has power. Like, the story itself has a lot of power. It's just been manipulated to control and relinquish the powers that us humans also possess. But it has relinquished us to be able to tap into that, especially from a woman's perspective, because if you just keep talking about the male, and the male is, you know, God, and that's the Son, and where's the female? Why did God not have a daughter? You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of makes the woman feel the type of way. Like, when I read scripture, I'm just going to be honest. I feel some type of way. Because everything says he. Everything. He did this. He rose. He baptized. He lived. He comes back. He blesses. Like, oh, I mean, where the hell? Like, I just know the type of way. Like, okay, God don't talk to me. God don't love me to say, I don't care how y'all want to put it. Prescription makes women feel some type of way. And when we go to church, to be honest, we the ones praising our ass off. Like, we can keep the church going. Like, oh, the spirit ain't in there until you get a female up in there, Holy Ghost dancing. I'm sorry. Like, when a woman step up in there, she still had a breakthrough and went through something and came in and crying, and she starts stomping and praising.
Listen.
I'm just keeping it 100. That's how you know God just shows up out of nowhere when the woman gets to go, right? And we always say there's nothing like a praying mother.
That's why we are here, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the age of the Aquarius. If y'all know anything about the age of the Aquarius. This is, I'm going to give you a quick, you know, background on that. In 2012, you know, when everybody said, you know, the Mayans predicted the world was going to end and all that good stuff. That wasn't really the case. It was just going through a procession of the equinox. I mean, that a lot of things going on, like, in the universe, like, certain planets were shifting, and the Earth also, the degrees or the axis of the Earth shifted a couple degrees, and, you know, this causes a lot of changes on the Earth on a more energetic level. Now that we're in the age of the Aquarius, you know, This balance of polarities is supposed to happen. And I feel like just hearing y'all speaking on this and how y'all feel about it, and I'm pretty sure 1,000+ women are going to agree with you. You know what I'm saying? This is I feel like, going to lead into a very revolutionary time, being that y'all feel the way y'all feel, and maybe her story may be manifested.
Ooh, yeah, baby. I'm really excited. Quad over here like, yes, honey, yes.
I mean, RJ is on point. I mean, the characteristics are being seen right now of the age of Aquarius. you know, if you think about it, everybody around you wants to change. Everybody wants to change, like, right now. It's just part of the essence of what's happening. So people are feeling it. And then if you notice, things are changing how our society is, whether it's computers or technology, that's being the backbone of society. So it's just people are just wanting this change. That's part of, you know, signs of the age of Aquarius. And it's more feminine movements are going on. Like, look at who just ran for president. We just had a female run for president first time. And is that significant in history right now? Is that supposed to happen? Right on target. You know what I'm saying? It's going.
Right.
It's happening.
Oh, and she ran. Oh, like RJ said, she ran before too. Remember? Oh my God. Oh wait. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I just felt that. Wait a minute. Look at this. Okay, I'm glad we got to end that. We got to end that today's episode because I feel it's about to go to a whole nother 2 hour break. What did you just say? What date did you say the Aquarius age started, RJ?
2012.
When did Hillary first try to run for president? Oh my God. I am done. That's it for the rest of the whole episode.
It started. That was
like, that was just the beginning of the whole movement.
And basically, Aquarius, one of the main meanings of the age of Aquarius means that there's an abundance of feminine energy that's going to be brought to Earth from the way the planets are aligned, et cetera,
that's
et cetera.
Crazy.
Like, from Venus, et cetera, and all this is, you know, indigo children, crystal, you know, et cetera, et cetera. This is why all this is happening right now. Just do your research on indigo children.
Age of Aquarius.
Research on it, y'all.
Those two things. Age. Okay, three things. We got three homework assignments, and then we're going to wrap up today's session because we still got notes. This is going to be a series. We're going to start talking about some other things on our next episode, Story versus Her Story. But it's deep. You know, this is Women's Month. There's a lot of women in history that we can highlight and talk about for this month. So we might decide to do that, right? But we definitely want you guys to tap into the extra knowledge, like he's saying. Look up Indigo Children. What you say? The Aquarius.
Once you look into that, it's a whole other world. You'll see what I mean.
Yes. And then you can come back, and then you can chime in, and then you can hit us up, and then you can say, hey, I want to give my 2 cents. We actually have someone on the line. I don't know if they want to talk or not, but they've been on the whole time. I'm trying to figure out who that is. But somebody's saying we gang it up for RJ. We're not ganging it up for RJ, Jay. First of all, RJ, tell them before we close out today, why did you, first of all, you have to understand, RJ came up with this title, number one. Like, when I first told him about the network, RJ, you know, when we had our little discussion and gave him the idea about it, he was so excited about this movement as far as Base Vibe Tribe and Base Vibration Network. Like, he was like, I'm all in, you know, I just want to share my knowledge with the world, with the youth, or whatever. And he came up with the storyline for his story versus her story. He was like, I feel like we need to have a episode about that, and he was real passionate about it. I wanted to share a little bit of that passion with y'all, like why he even thought of this in the first place, from his perspective, from his own mouth, and then we'll wrap it up and see y'all next week for at part two. But yeah, tell the people why you came up with this title anyway.
Mainly, I came up with the title because, like I said, history, you know what I'm saying? History is a very, very important part of this world. You know, if you understand history, if you understand the past, it'll allow you to understand why everything is the way it is today. It is the past result, and that allows you to have a better vision of where to go to the future. And when I started analyzing that, I just came to the conclusion that women hardly had any say so or much of an effect, you know, in this part of history, being that it's his story. So, you know, that concept basically popped up in my head. Like, okay, since this has never happened, that means it's something that has to happen, especially in today's age now that, you know, we're in the information age and, like, the polarity, the balances of polarities, you know, are coming upon us, and women are being more politically involved, men are being more, you know, creative, expressing themselves in a more creative manner, and, you know what I'm saying? We're coming more in unity with it all. And, yeah, it just dawned on me. That the women, to me, the women are missing piece of the puzzle. And us men have to make sure that, you know, we sustain, we have their backs, you know, keep them grounded and focused, have them learn from us and how we go through things. And, you know what I'm saying, allow them to make this movement real, you know, with the respect of our men. Now, this whole, you know, disrespecting our men, saying all your fault and all that, I don't really agree with that. You know,
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, because you got a lot of different empress and queens, et cetera, that has done crazy
things. Queen Elizabeth is one of them. Okay.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, even though, the world is already going in that direction, everything, the Council of Germany, the Council of President of Germany, she's a woman. You know what I'm saying? She's a woman. So, Germany already has taken that step to making a woman president. It's just being that the United States is one of the youngest countries or the youngest continents on this world. It's taking us some time to catch up. Reason why it seems like, still behind when compared to other countries. You know what I'm saying? We're still playing catch up, especially when it comes down to what happened in history. A lot of that has been doing it, so.
True. But yeah, thank you. Thank you for enlightening us on your perspective. I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. So with that being said, y'all, we're going to end today's episode. We, have us tune in, share this link to those that you think would be interested in listening to what we have to say. If you want to speak, if you want to be a guest, you can hit us up on Facebook, Base Vibration Network. We're on Instagram, Base Vibration Network. We're on Twitter. Like, we're all over it. So you can just hit us up and, let us know your thoughts, what's your viewpoints, what episodes y'all want us, or what topics that y'all want us to talk about, or if you want to, at the end of every show, because we feel like this is, being positive affirmation. So, crew, what do we want everybody to do? Be more. Have a good